Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving week. For YouTube, this is totally an early morning episode in my Christmas pajamas. Get this one done. It's a really busy week, but I'm so excited to go through with you guys today, finally doing a recap of the Abundance Formula event that happened November 5. It went so well. And like I mentioned last week, I think on last week's podcast episode, literally the very next morning, I got hit with the stomach bug. And so we were all in my whole family super sick the rest of that week. So I had planned to literally have the next episode right after the event, be reflecting on the event, going over it and all that stuff. And that obviously did not happen. So finally going to do it today. And I just want to talk and kind of use it for lessons as well. So for this solo episode today, we're going to both, I'm going to start out and I wanted to go through some of the surveys that people filled out, giving some of their biggest takeaways, because those are learning lessons for you guys too, just hearing some of the takeaways from the event, and then some of their favorite aspects, activities, or features of the events. And so go through that, and then tell you just kind of my biggest growth experience from putting on this event. This was the first event for the Abundance Formula podcast. I had done one smaller workshop prior to COVID by myself, you know, nothing big. And this was the first event where there was sponsors involved and a lot and other speakers involved and a bigger space and more people and you know, more pressure and all that stuff. So then I have kind of a short synopsis of my biggest takeaways from the experience and how I've grown. And hopefully that will also cross over to you guys. So I had everybody fill out these surveys. So I'm just going to go through some of them quickly. So again, this is, what is your biggest takeaway? That's the first part. I'll read from each one. And then what were some of their favorite aspects or features or activities of the event? So remember, it was called the Abundance Formula Event, Clarify Your Calling, Step Into Your Purpose. So that was kind of our goal with this event. So the first person says, and these are all anonymous, but the first person says, to keep pushing and never give up, to let go of the things that are taking your energy away. God has a purpose for your life. And then listening to all the incredible stories that relate to myself and knowing I am not alone was one of her favorite things. And then God has been laying several things on my heart to implement, and those things were confirmed today. That's always so cool when somebody comes to your event and like that's what they needed to as their breakthrough. So that's really cool. Some of her favorite things was she loved the meditation portion that Erica did. Awesome. That was such, we got lots of feedback on that. Loved the guided workbook to take home and to keep working in. So there was an in-depth workbook that each speaker had activities and exercises for the attendees to do. Another one was, women are powerful and resilient forces. Amen. And she loved, she said, that I love the variety of backgrounds and life stories of victory from each woman. The next one's, when I live in my calling, I can reach my goals. I will find slash make the time and energy needed. Yes, exactly. She loved the different stories, but all of them got her thinking on a similar plan and goals. She now feels she has action steps and loves having the workbook to follow through with that. The next one says, be a light. Make light-producing thoughts and light-producing actions. Focus, purpose, and calling is one thing she's taking away. I can't wait to go home and define my goals for 5 years, 1 year, and 90 days. That was a really cool activity that Whitney Weiser Savage had people go through in the workbook. She also enjoyed meeting other women in the same headspace and enjoyed hearing the authenticity and realness of the speakers. Thank you for sharing your truth. Yes, so exciting. That's one of my favorite parts about going to events, putting on events, doing any of that stuff is to finally meet your tribe. Because a lot of people, that's one of their biggest things that holds them back is they don't feel like they have a support system. And in today's day and age, you can go find and create that for yourself. So I'm excited that so many people said that as well. Another one says, I have the ability to accomplish anything. Struggles do not define you. Failures do not define you. Amen. Another person, she also said, lunch was fantastic. Each speaker sharing their stories was her favorite. Gina, thank you for not taking out the last part of your session. I needed to hear that. There was a portion that I'd wanted to take out like 10 different times, but then I just felt that it needed to be said. It was a portion that was going to be hard for me to talk about, but I did, and everybody mentioned it on their surveys, which was a really cool confirmation of that. The next person says, today was amazing. Thank you. My personal biggest takeaways are that we all have critics / inner critics / demons in our heads, but we also have a unique purpose and calling that will require pushing through negativity and being uncomfortable or afraid / nervous anyways. Yes. She loved how there were both concepts and practical advice, and she really enjoyed the space and the speakers. She loved how personal the stories were, and the honesty was so refreshing. That was something that we get on a lot of the surveys too, is all the speakers were willing to be super vulnerable and share really deep parts of their story that a lot of people, I think, don't share. And it's really what creates breakthrough moments for other people, because so many other people have deep heartaches or struggles or things that are messy. And it really is the biggest game changer in the world to start sharing the mess, because then other people can see how their mess can be turned into a message, and that it is special and it's not something to be ashamed of or buried deep and put away. But if you've had to go through struggle and difficulty anyway, why not use it for good and for impact instead of it be wasted? So another person says, finding or defining my purpose and putting on a fresh lens of clarity. So much more. Wish I could spend longer on this question. She enjoyed the activities of filling out the workbooks, dance breaks, and loved the swag bags. I'm so glad everybody loved the swag bags. I loved putting those together. The next person says, the values in the journey, your calling is more than your skills and abilities. Yes. She says, each speaker brought an important piece of the puzzle and was so impactful. Loved the mindfulness / meditation exercises, and the food was delicious. Yay, I'm so glad the food was good. The next person says, to be intentional and know my worth and how this impacts my life and the life of those around me. And she loved the relatable personal stories. We'll do just a couple more. There's so many. let's see. In moments of darkness, choose thoughts and actions of light. Live as your highest self would live. The speakers were all so very inspiring with unique stories that they transparently shared. Thank you. The food and coffee were great. And I'm always excited about free merch. Awesome. Okay, this will be the last one. Then we'll move on to my own personal lessons. Be a light when you don't know what else to be. Don't build safety nets for God. Loved that part of Whitney's talk. It's okay to have 5-year goals for yourself. Yes. That was a cool thing that Whitney talked about was, she really helped people work it backwards. People say that all the time. If you've been listening to personal development podcasts or business podcasts or whatever, they'll always be like, you know, work your way backwards. And that can be so hard because you're like, well, I don't know the steps. How do I know the steps to work backwards from the big thing when I don't even know how to get there? And so she really helped break that down on a deeper level. And I know she's going to do that again in a different but similar fashion when we go to Belize. We're going to have a women's retreat in Belize, January 23 to 28. There's 3 or 4 spots left, I think. So if you're interested in really being, you know, getting extra help in that, she's going to go through this again there, I believe. But yeah, so a lot of people loved that, working their way backwards. And she helped you do that in a very doable way and gave you very good examples. And then her favorite aspect of this was filling out the identity card. That was the cool thing that Whitney had. And the meditation exercise was her favorite. And the food was wonderful. So that just gives, I love just going through because there's just so many little lessons that it's just cool to hear people's takeaways and what people's minds and hearts held on to from hearing the whole. It was like a 6 hour something event. It went from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's just really cool to hear what people took home with them that they would, you know, could write down on this paper where they had just a few minutes to kind of reflect. Sorry, taking some morning coffee sips here. So for me, the biggest thing that I had to grow in for this, the creation of this event, was it was really the first time in business that I have had to really cross a threshold of where you have to like let go of the wall, or you have to actually burn the boat. So you actually have to, you have to jump off the cliff at some point. Or, you know, I like to think of it as if you're going to swim and you want to get to the other side, at some point you have to let go of the wall. And at some point after you've let go of the wall, you pass a certain threshold in the water where you can't go back, like where the energy at this point for you to be successful and to make it, you have to keep swimming forward. So that is the biggest thing that I experienced with this event, because I wanted it to be a certain size and I was now including other speakers besides myself. So these people had this event booked on the calendar and they were preparing talks, you know, with all their hearts, as you heard. And so they were thrown, you know, all in. So I need, like, the event was going to happen for them. And then I, you know, was getting sponsors, right? So now I've had people that have paid me money and I have to show up for that. You know, at this point, it can't be this point where any discomfort you get to or any problem that you would get to that I'd run into, like, I have to solve it, which was a cool breakthrough moment in going through this, is that it was the first kind of big stretch in business and exposure to other people, like putting something on for other people like this, where it's like, okay, you have to show up. Like, you have to find a way at this point. It's very easy, especially in business, to keep in reach of the past wall in the pool to go back to as your safety net. And, to, you know, you get even one sponsor in that's paid you a good check. You got to swim to the other side at this point. You know, like now, like you really have to do this. So that was like, something that forced me to step into the next higher version of myself, which is what we ultimately want and we have to do, but it's so uncomfortable. Like, I can't tell you how many months. I mean, I'm kind of not surprised I got sick the next day, because it's like you push so hard. I think I had to look back and refresh my memory as to when I really started working on the event. I feel like it was August or somewhere in there. So months and months of being in this super, super uncomfortable stretch space. And so, but it was really cool, because that's where the magic happens. Like, that's where, when you are so outside your comfort zone and you are so now not able to reach the original swimming pool wall, that like all your energy goes to moving to the other side. And that's when the miracles happen. That's when you do things and create solutions and become this scrappier version of yourself that you never knew was in there, because you literally have to. Like, there's not any other solution. There's not any other way. And so it's interesting what happens, what we can pull out of ourselves when we start purposely putting ourselves in spaces like that. We're like, you've burned the boats at this point. Now you've got to go create your new world, or, you know, now you've sailed away from your original island and you can no longer see the island. Now you have to just go explore. That concept was such a big growth experience for me, and showed me in the evidence, like as I stepped into the higher version of me, what happens, like that there is a system, you know, the abundance formula, right? That's what this podcast is all about, is, and it's something that's evident from all the successful people I've had on. And so we all know this, that they're like, look, you have to burn the boats. You have to get so outside of your comfort zone that there's no going back, that you have to go for, that you literally have to call up your higher version of you, the better version of yourself that has all the things that you want in the future. And you have to now be her to succeed. And that's your only choice. And what happens when, you know, like what you draw out of yourself when you make yourself be in that space where there's no other option. And it's such a scary space. We like to have the safety net. So that was really huge. Like I said, you find a next level scrap that you didn't have before. And then that builds more confidence, because now you see what you're capable of. It really was the living out experience of what I always talk about. And I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, is this be, do you have principle? We have the things in the future that we want to have, or how we want to feel, the kind of person we want to be, the kind of life we want to live, the kind of business we want to have, whatever. The things we want to have in the future, if we be the person, the type of person, have the embody the characteristics and make the decisions like that version of us out there that has that, and we do the actions that that person would do, live as they would live, then you're going to have what they have or better, which is a really cool thing. But this event was me actually living that out, you know, because at the start of it, I wasn't this person who convince sponsors of the value of this thing I'm about to put on that hasn't happened yet. You know, sponsors that maybe had no idea who I was before this, to prove and show people my value and the business value that I have and the event value and the, you know, be a thought leader to them and all this stuff, you know, that was a world I had not been in. That wasn't a Gina that had existed yet. A Gina that had created swag bags with merchandise, sponsored merchandise from places and has, you know, gotten speakers, recruited speakers and, you know, is coordinating this whole thing and is dealing with all the ups and downs that come with getting t-shirts made and all the crazy and getting renting chairs and, you know, thinking of this budget to balance and, you know, thinking all that stuff was not a Gina that had been required prior. And so in order to get all the sponsors and to sell the tickets and to create the value and put, you know, create this beautiful space like they're talking about and coordinate the food and create these swag bags, all that stuff was going to require me to think how this future Gina who does this annual Abundance Formula event that's huge. And I didn't get to a lot of the surveys asked for this event to be longer, which I kind of thought, well, maybe they'd want it to be shorter. I don't know. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They want it to be longer. They want it to be a weekend event. So maybe that will be next time. I don't know. I don't know if my second event will be a whole weekend event. Maybe it will. But you know, so I had to think like that, Gina, though, and not just think this is the thing, because we know this, we've heard this, if we've listened to any personal development, like we've heard this concept before, but then it's not just the be and the know who the future version of you, we know it's not hard to know who that person would be. You can write down characteristics of how you know they would think and feel about themselves and how they would, you know, overcome problems. But then you have to do it. You have to ultimately do it and live it out. You can't just have it in your head. It ultimately has to become reality. And so for me, this event was that reality. It's like, okay, this is the Gina I have to think like, but I don't just need to think like her. I have to actually be her. I have to say, okay, what would she do? How would she make this hit list of sponsors? How would she look at what their core values are to show them how that aligns with my core values and this event's core values? And how would I, you know, show up in my confidence and what kind of evidence would I show them as to why they should even want to partner with me? And, you know, after I've now convinced them to partner with me, now how do I step up to the pressure of making sure that I follow through with the promise of that? And provide this great space for the speakers to thrive and for them to create their impact and to spread their message and for the attendees and all the stuff. I had to actually do what the Gina in the future would do so that I could have for this event at this phase of its size what I wanted to have. And it was cool to see how that followed through in success, no matter the massive resistance and the massive obstacles that popped up all along the way. You know, even a cool just example of having to just, you've let go of that pool wall and now you've not committed to not just being the future version of you, but doing what that person would do, because now you're just too far in the pool to go back and you just need to go forward, is like literally the event was a Saturday. And so my shirts were going to be made by somebody local, the shirts and the swag bags. They're really cute tote canvas bags. We're supposed to be made locally. And I got an email from this person a few weeks prior, 2 weeks prior maybe, that they were going to be moving to a new building. And so I had called this person and I said, hey, I'm ready for you to go ahead and make the shirts and make and get all the stuff done before you get into this move process. And she said, no, we've already got it planned. We've allotted, like, we'll have time once we move over there to get your stuff done. So we'll wait till we get to the new building. And I was like, okay, you know. And so what do you know? By, like, I think it was Monday or Tuesday of the week of the event, I'm like, okay, so I was going to go, I think it was Monday, because I was going to pick up the shirts Tuesday. And so I called, or I sent an email, and I was like, hey, you know, how is the progress of the shirts? I'm going to come pick them up tomorrow. And then she was like, well, I was actually about to send an email to everybody. We've had electrical issues, stuff that we couldn't do anything about. And so your shirts and bags won't be ready till November 11th. Is that going to work for you? Like, no, the event's the 5th. That's absolutely not going to work for me. Like, you know, and so old Gina would have been like, oh my gosh, like, it takes time to get shirts, time to, like, you order the shirts, you get them in, you get the bags. They got to then print the stuff on there and all of the things. Like, you don't just do that in 24 hours. You don't just, that doesn't just happen. And, you know, I was working with them and they'd given me a discount because I was going to promote them. So the cost, even what I had allotted for shirts and the totes, was a certain thing based, you know, on everything. And so my brain wanted to panic, but then I was like, you know, the higher version of Gina that has this event knows this stuff can happen. And I'm not going to freak out. I have to be in solution mode. I can't just focus on the problem mode. I have to be in solution mode. So the first thing I did is I called my girl Whitney, who is one of the speakers, and she's put on multiple events before. It's like, Whitney, this is what's happening. Do you know anyone? Like, what, you know, you've done these kinds of things before as events. Like, who are your contacts? Who do you know? Like, my first thing I was did is I tried to call other local places. You know, the chick already had ordered the shirt, had the shirts and totes, but she couldn't print them. I thought, you know, but none of the local places could do the turnaround that fast. Even if I brought them the shirts and totes that I'd gotten from the other person for them just to print, they don't do it like that. So that wasn't going to work. And so then my next solution was looking on Vistaprint and seeing what their turnaround time was. And that was like, potentially they could get it to me the day before, but you just kind of have to hope. And it, you know, and so Whitney was like, let me look at my contacts. She looked in her contacts. She messaged around. She had a guy, he called me, he whipped it out, and like barely any, like 48 hours or something ridiculous, he whipped these amazing shirts and amazing totes out, and he overnighted them to me, and he gave me the same price that she was giving me. And it was amazing. You know, it was amazing. It worked out. He got them to me the morning prior to the event. So at like 10:30 in the morning, Friday, I got the shirts and the totes and all of that stuff. I mean, it was just such a blessing. But again, I had to think on this higher level that my just smaller version of me would not have tapped into. Like, I would have just panicked and drowned in the middle of the pool, as opposed to be like, there's no other way than forward. This event's happening. Everyone's promised shirts. Everyone's promised totes with merchandise in them. I had all of the sponsors' stuff to put in this bag already. So we have to create a solution, and you will. That's what's so cool, is no matter the obstacle, when that is what you've committed to mentally, you will attract that. You'll attract the solutions. And it's a sucky middle space to be in the stretch space. It sucks. But there's so much good growth and victory at the end. And you will have victory if that is your mindset set to continue to think and do with the next problem that comes up, what that bigger version of you would do. Another hilarious thing, just because I want people to know, like, all the things that can happen. So then Friday, so I got all that stuff Friday morning. Yay, that was a win. So I'm running all my errands, picking up the chairs for the event, all this stuff. Well, then I get a call at like 3 o'clock p.m. that my four-year-old is throwing up. And I'm like, oh, no, are you serious? But I remembered looking at the bread that I made her sandwich with for school in the morning. And the date was passed. But I knew it was bread that my mother-in-law had brought, and she'd frozen it. So I knew that date didn't necessarily matter. But I couldn't remember when she brought it, as far as like when to use. It looked good. It felt a little stiffer, but it didn't like have mold on it or anything. So I thought, well, you know what? Maybe when she ate lunch at 11, this bread really wasn't good. And so maybe that's what it is. But so I came home. She literally threw up for hours every 15 minutes. So I took her to the doctor, And again, I've got so much to do for this. This is the night I wanted to practice my talk. I had to put together the swag bags. I had so much to do for this event. And here I am sitting in the children's walk-in with other sick kids. I'm sitting here. I'm like, I'm surrounded now by other sick kids with fevers. My daughter's here throwing up in the waiting room. Like, this is terrible, you know? But I just had to think, okay, what is this version of Gina that's going to tackle the situation? You just focus on the situation, be with Malia, comfort her, you know, text my husband and say, hey, can you get the baby down? And would you mind starting to pack swag bags? So Kellen starts packing swag bags. I decided before I took Malia to the doctor, I was like, I made one example bag. So he'd have one to go from. And so then he made some of my swag bags while I was out. You know, that's what the future Gina would have problem solved and not just freaked out and be like, oh my gosh, really? My kid's vomiting the night before I have to do this. And like, am I going to get sick and all this stuff? And so we made it happen. She got her medicine. She stopped throwing up. We got her to bed. I did late night work and got set for the event. Woke up early, you know, did the thing. I felt great Saturday, praise the Lord. But then I got that stomach bug by Sunday morning and was throwing up all Sunday. So again, just so many obstacles, and there's so many more. We don't even have time, but like just constant conquering, which again is very tiring, but so empowering when you just keep going. And so that was really my biggest takeaways, is just this whole like true embodiment of this be, do, have principle, and having to cross that threshold at some point where you let go of the one wall in order to swim to the other side, and just, you can't turn back. It's the same amount of effort to move forward or less than to just try to swim back and scrounge for what has been in the past, instead of going for what you can create and have in the future. And then the last thing I just wanted to point out really quickly, because I think people will like to know this, is that going through this experience, you know, on the outside, people might look at me and be like, oh, you're so, like, I've heard this before, like, how are you so self-confident? Or, you know, don't seem like you're nervous about all the things that you're doing. And that's not the case. Like, again, this is just me embodying this future version of me. Not that, like, I don't hide my emotions, but you just, you know, have this knowing, like, so this is the situation. So with this event, like literally in the mornings is when I'm most inspired, most creative, all that stuff. So in the mornings, I'm like, I've got this, I can do this. I can keep getting sponsors. My talk's going to be great. I can do this. This is going to be impactful. But literally by late afternoon, that 2 or 3 o'clock time period, then my brain is like, you don't got this. Like in the morning, my brain's like, you got this, my biggest cheerleader. And then in the late afternoon, my brain is not my cheerleader. It's like, you know, why would you be, you know, why would people think that you can make an impact? Why would people want to partner with you? You know, why would people want to come and buy a ticket to this thing? Why would they want to invest in what you have to offer? You know, like my brain then starts saying completely opposite things to me in the late afternoon. And then by evening as well. And so I just like, and then same thing, but it was like clockwork. By then morning, the whole first half of the day, I'm like, I got this, I'm inspired, I can do this. And then by the evening, my brain's like, no, you can't. And so I learned just even more dramatically that it was laughable, that like this concept that like your brain, like what the thoughts you think in your head aren't truth. Just because you think it doesn't mean that it's true, you know? And so it's action that matters, and it's the whatever concept you decide to cling to and embrace. So you're going to have all these wily thoughts going on in your head. That doesn't mean that they're true. It's which one do you want to embody and which one do you want to believe, you know? And so I had to recognize and start having discipline around knowing like, okay, in the mornings, I'm going to be on it. And that's when I should really create. And that's when I should really seek out sponsors. That's when I should try to do these big things, is in this morning, first half of the day, rather, time period, when my brain is my emotions are on my side. And then don't try to do that stuff in the evening when they're not on my side. They're just tired from the day. They've, you know, moved through so many obstacles and now they just want to give up. Like don't try to do productive or big decision-making things in that period. And it just showed me just more evidence of, again, how your brain and your emotions will just waffle. And so that's not your vehicle. That's not what you ride on. You know, it's like the past episode that I've done on motivation. Like it's discipline, not motivation, that gets you to the goal that you want. At all. It's not motivation. It's a feeling. It's an emotion, and it is fleeting. You'll be on fire at some point with your motivation, and most of the time not. And that's the same thing with other successful people. They just know that's not the wave you ride. You ride the wave of discipline, and you ride the wave of knowing that you get to choose the belief systems you want to have and get to just action, just get to performing actions and seeing the next outcome. Okay, what happened when I did this? Okay, solve that next problem, take that next action, just one decision at a time. And you gain confidence from doing those things because you keep having victories along the way, or you keep successfully pivoting, or whatever it may be. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys to let you know, like, throughout this, like, everyone who attended this event probably thought Gina, like, nailed this. She thought she knew she always had it all together. The shirts are here. The swag bags are beautiful, right? They didn't know that all this, my child was vomiting the night before, that all of the things, so many things along the way that could have broken down, like, my belief, and did in that late afternoon times break down my belief that I could pull this thing off, right? And so I just want people to know that that's normal. So that those thoughts going through your head are not abnormal. Successful people have those thoughts. All the people who spoke on stage shared that they have those thoughts and those feelings and those battles in their brain, which is what people love to know. Oh, wow. You know, Whitney, who's super successful, has had these. Oh, Raquel, who's super successful, feels this way sometimes. And Erica and, you know, everyone else that you hear on these podcasts and whatever. They have these things going through their brain all the time. It's literally multiple times throughout the day. It's laughable. It's laughable once you get to the point where you realize that it's not truth, because then you have sort of this, you know, 30,000 foot view perspective to say, wow, look at my brain. It's wild, you know, and pick the actual truth. Choose your actual belief around your capabilities, and don't think that all these crazy thoughts going through your head and these crazy up and down emotions have any merit on who you truly can be. So I just wanted to share that. But yeah, it's laughable that some mornings I'd be like, I'm a rock star. Then, like, by afternoon, I'm like, I am totally not a rock star. Why am I doing this? I should totally give everyone's money back and cancel this thing. And then by morning, it'd be the polar opposite. And so I just knew for myself, like, ignore all these, just let them flow. But no, they're not truth, and continue moving forward anyways. And I'm so glad I did, because those were just a portion of the surveys. And it's so amazing to have heard all the feedback afterwards and the impact that was created from showing up despite being scared to death, despite feeling the pressure, despite all the crazy obstacles along the way and all the tiredness going that comes from being in such a stretched space. I'm so glad to have done it through, followed it through to the end, and that it was such a success. So hopefully you guys learn some little lessons and nuggets along the way from the surveys and just from my own personal experience with this event. Thank you to everyone who came. Thank you so much to the speakers who spoke wonderfully, authentically, and vulnerably, and who created such impact. And thank you to all of the sponsors who made those swag bags so fun and amazing. And thank you so much to, you know, Whitney's friend. I'll post him in my stories because I've totally blanked out on his name, and I could look him up right now in my phone through my emails, but I know his name is Charlie or Charles, but I want to know his business name so that I can thank him so much for pulling out those shirts and bags for me last minute. But yeah, everything and everyone was so wonderful and supportive, and to know that success like this, these kinds of events becoming the success, it wasn't something I did by myself. So many people helped. And thank you to my husband who made swag bags and, you know, took care of the baby while I took Malia to the doctor. It's always a team effort. A success is never a solo thing. It's always a team effort. So know that whatever success and abundance you want to create in the future, it's not something you're going to do alone. Start incorporating other people into your world to help get you to the other side of that pool. It's you're not alone in doing it. So hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving. And I will see you all next week.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys, and catch you on the next one.